Welcome back to All In San Diego. It's time for another babysitter episode.
Yeah, it is. We've given you plenty of adventures with the kids. We've given you adventures with dad. Today, we're giving you adventures without the kids.
Shelby Stanger is here. She's an adventure enthusiast. She's the host of a couple of podcasts, Wild Ideas Worth Living and Vitamin Joy. And she's a San Diegan through and through.
Get ready to go all in on San Diego adventures without kids.
Shelby, thank you for joining All In San Diego.
I'm so stoked to be here because I love San Diego.
Well, we're so stoked that you're joining us for another, we call these babysitter episodes because we do so many episodes about family adventures and places to take the, you know what, sometimes you need to leave the freaking kids at home and go out and have some grown-up fun. And that's what we are all about today.
I love that. I don't even have kids, so all I have is fun.
You've specialized in grown-up fun. Tell us a little bit about.
Now she's just bragging.
Yes. You are the ones that messed up and procreated. What's your background, Shelby?
My background is mostly in journalism and action sports. I was born and raised in San Diego. I taught surfing at Surf Diva for years, and I worked for the community newspapers that you guys probably throw away all around, like the Beach and Bay Press, La Jolla Village News. I love those, but I had an adventure column when I was 19. So I've kind of been doing what I've always wanted to do since I was a kid. I've taken some twists and turns. I tried to sell vitamins for a hot second to make money. Didn't work out. I worked for Vans. I worked for Body Glove. I lived in Costa Rica. I've lived in New Zealand. But I love San Diego. And so now I have a podcast. It's called Wild Ideas Worth Living. I sold it to REI Co-op, but I still host it. I have another show called Vitamin Joy about health and wellness. And I don't know. I've always believed a little adventure is life's antidote. And adventure has always helped me get out of any situation when I've felt stuck. And I don't think there's many better places to be an adventurer than San Diego. It's a very ideal place to do adventures.
That is the truth. Yes.
So we have tracked down the authority in grown-up adventures around San Diego. Let us dive in. What should we be out doing when we're ready for an adventure?
Well, when you say grown-up adventures, that's a whole different podcast. But when you talk about clean, fun adventures, you know, I mean, there's so much you can do in San Diego. I think we're most known for our beaches. So if you haven't been to the beach, go to the beach. If you haven't ever tried surfing or boogie boarding, take a lesson in surfing with Surf Diva. You don't really need a boogie board lesson. You just grab a boogie board, go for it. You can even buy your boogie board at Costco. But I think what people don't know always is San Diego has awesome hiking. Tons of hiking, and not just Torrey Pines, but there's this thing called Mission Trails, which a lot of people don't know about. And there's actually these five peaks. And if you wanted to, you could do these five peaks in one day. I had to look them all up, but I have a bunch of friends who've done it. I haven't done it yet. I've done most of the peaks, but not all in one day. But there's Cowles Mountain, Piles Peak, Quai Pai, South Fortuna, and North Fortuna. I mean, there's so many cool hiking spots. So for hiking, if you're interested in hiking, download an app called All Trails, and you can find all sorts of hikes.
I love that you brought up the five peaks, and I've lived in San Diego, actually near Mission Trails my entire life. I've only done one of those. I've only heard of one of those, and that's Cowles Mountain.
Yeah.
I feel like Mission Trails is really something to explore, but I don't know who's in charge of making it easy to figure out, but they haven't done the best job. So you're right. Download an app like All Trails and kind of do your research before you leave the house, because we all think of Torrey Pines, you know, Cowles Mountain, the three or four real big name hikes, and there are a lot more around San Diego.
Shelby, for a less experienced hiker like myself, does an app like All Trails, does it tell you how long is the hike? How yep. difficult is it? Can it be done with kids, with pets, that kind of thing?
All Trails will tell you. Family friendly, it takes, and then there'll be comments and people will be like, this trail sucks, or this was awesome. And so you'll get reviews, honest reviews from real people who've done the hike. And I think those are great to read.
I actually like a kind of busy trail because I don't want to be the first one to the rattlesnake. So it seems romantic to me. I have this trail all to myself, but I don't want to be the one wrestling up the wildlife.
Yeah. If you hear a rattle, you know, there could be a rattlesnake.
Absolutely.
But we don't have bears. Like we, you know, there's very little we have. We have bees, we have rattlesnakes, but we don't have bears. We don't have, we have coyotes, but it's very rare to see a coyote or a mountain lion on the trail. But like, that's not the only thing you need to do. Like hiking is one thing. The beach is amazing. You don't just need to surf or boogie board. You know, if you haven't been to La Jolla Cove, it's pretty magical. Yeah, there's a lot more seals than there ever were, but it's a great place to snorkel. And you don't even need to buy a snorkel and a mask. You can just get a pair of goggles, go out there, get in the water, and look down. And you'll see kelp and kelp beds and all these beautiful fish. And when you're like wondering what that bright orange, fluorescent orange looking fish is, that's called a Garibaldi, and it's California's state fish. And they're awesome. And there's tons of them at La Jolla Cove. I mean, there's also leopard sharks, which are terrifying to see if you've never seen one. They're little baby sharks. They will not eat you. They won't even eat your fingers. They just feed on things
not
in
even
the bottom
your
of the water. Yeah, not even your, so you're fine.
Worry. I've told the time to go see the sharks is during breeding season because they're all out. They're all too busy having at each other to bother with you. You're going to see a ton of them. And so Google that if you want an extra crazy experience snorkeling. But snorkeling is one of those things that people go to other places that go on vacation and go, we should snorkel, not realizing that we have some pretty amazing opportunities right here in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Hawaii, but you know, it's pretty cool. Like the kelp beds are beautiful. They're these giant gardens, underwater gardens with these giant plants of I'm not speaking English, these giant kelp beds that go for, you know, hundreds of feet down below. And they're just absolutely stunning to look at.
Any other good snorkeling spots around town? My kids are finally falling in love with that.
I mean, you can snorkel at any beach, basically. You can go to Solana Beach. There's lots of good snorkeling. I mean, one of the things is conservation has really worked up and down the coast. So there's a lot more sea life than normal. Now, with that, people are seeing all sorts of sea life. So you're hearing about animals that are bigger in the water than just Garibaldi fish, and that's sort of scaring people. But
you want to say sharks, but you don't want to scare us, right?
I'm not saying sharks, but yeah, that's basically okay. What I'm saying. But yeah, we've seen a lot more little baby great whites coming in. So, you know, just be mindful.
No, that's a great tip. I've always wanted to pick the brain of like a local surfer. If anybody is just getting into surfing, you mentioned surfing and boogie boarding, get out there and just try it. What's a good starter beach for that? Because I know that sometimes the waves are too big for beginners and I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, I think La Jolla Shores is known as well as Tourmaline Beach as two beginner breaks. So go there. Maybe don't go to Black's Beach, but yeah, La Jolla Shores, it's easy to get to. You got to get there early to find parking, but there's also tons of surf schools that will give you lessons. I'm obviously a fan of Surf Diva since I worked there, and they're a great school, and Izzy's awesome, and she just really vets her instructors. But there's tons of things you can also do if you're at La Jolla Shores and you don't want to surf. You could rent a kayak, you could rent a stand-up paddleboard, and it's like the only place that I know of in San Diego with sea caves that are pretty easy to access. Literally, there's these underwater caves that you can paddle up to and through.
And kayaking might sound like something you need to learn and, you know, like it's going to be some high-end skill. It's really not. You can walk in off the street if you've never kayaked before, get in there with a friend or a date, and it is really cool. When you go into those caves, you really feel like you're on an adventure. That should be on everyone's bucket list. Everyone should kayak into those caves at least once.
Totally. Or if you could stand up paddleboard, which is a little bit more of an adventure, but both are great date activities. I like that.
Yeah.
You have to have some real core strength to do the stand up paddleboarding, though. I feel like I would be a hot mess.
I think you'd be great. You look pretty tough. Like, I think you'd be fine. It's like standing on a coffee table and paddling. Get a lesson if you're worried, but I don't think it's hard. But okay, so we've got water activities. There's tons of water activities up and down the coast. I think a lot of people don't know, but we have pretty good rock climbing as well. I've only outdoor rock climbed here a few times. I highly recommend learning how to rock climb. If you can just learn to rock climb outside, that's amazing. But if not, we have so many cool rock climbing gyms here. There's Mesa Rim. There's a couple of those. There's something called the Grotto. Then there's this thing called Vital Climbing Gym, which is an oceanside, and it's just bouldering, and it's beautiful, and it's kind of open windows. They have a slack line and all their rocks are multicolored. I was at Mesa Rim last night. At Mesa Rim, you can actually, you know, strap yourself into a harness and climb up pretty high. And, you know, within a day, you can be climbing really high. So that's pretty fun.
Really?
That's indoor. And then outdoor, you can take lessons. Remember we just talked about Mission Trails? There's great rock climbing there. And REI, actually, and I know this sounds like an ad and they do sponsor my podcast, but I had no idea until I was working with REI, but they offer classes to go rock climbing at Mission Trails. And I took an outdoor class through REI and it was amazing. They go over all the safety of all your equipment. You're not going to die. You're with expert guides. But rock climbing is scary. It's physical. It's, you know, it can be social, I guess, but involves so much. It's like, it challenges your proprioception. It challenges your mental state and it's like physically pretty demanding. So I don't know. I'm pretty into rock climbing these days. It's such an interesting sport like no other sport I've ever tried.
Yeah, I've done indoor rock climbing and I didn't really think I was going to like it and I loved it. You know, Sarah, how I like doing those escape rooms. We did a whole episode about it. Rock climbing is like a really physical version of a, like puzzle. Like it's problem solving. You're going, I think if I put my hand here and shift my weight this way, I can pull this off. Yeah. To me, that was, I found it like really challenging to figure out how to get to where I wanted to go.
And probably a great stress reliever, right? Because you're using your body, there's physical exertion, but there's also the mental aspect of it.
I think it's a stress reliever in the sense that you stress out a lot that you're going to fall. So when you're done, you're like, I don't have any more adrenaline. I'm cool for a while.
Exactly. Exactly. Like when you just went through an experience where you thought you were going to die, like waiting on hold with AT&T is like easy, you know? That's the great thing about adventure is it builds up a level of confidence and it stresses you out in such a different way than the dumb stresses we have daily that you just feel better about your life. So I interviewed Alex Honnold. He's that guy who climbed up El Capitan, which is, you know, 6,000 vertical feet of granite in Yosemite. And I was asking him, like, do you get scared? Like, obviously he gets scared, but he's just like, you know, when you have these near-death experiences, missing your flight and having to stay the night in Chicago O'Hare overnight, it's like not a big deal.
No big deal.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather still get pissed at the missed flight.
Than scale
well, you can.
Granite.
Okay, so I want to tell you about another activity that I didn't really know was so amazing in Southern California, especially San Diego, but mountain biking. Like, I love e-biking. You know, there's a big e-bike trend right now.
Oh, yeah.
But you could definitely die on PCH e-biking. It's definitely fun, but, you know, we haven't figured out how to teach cars and bikes to coexist as much as I wish we could.
It'd be I worry really about cool those teenagers on the e-bikes, tell you the
I
truth.
Know. I know, but if I was
right
a
now.
Teenager, I would definitely be ripping on one of those e-bikes. They're like little motorcycles. They're so fun. I totally have empathy for kids on e-bikes. Like, I try to give them as much space as possible. But mountain biking, like, there's all these trails. I didn't even know this area existed until recently, but it's called Del Mar Mesa. It's really like also Rancho Penasquitos. There's tons of mountain biking trails, and it's beautiful. I also didn't realize that mountain bikes now are so great. Like, the shock absorbency, they're kind of easy. Like, I definitely recommend if you are going to go ride a bike, don't be like me and just wear your Lululemon spandex. Get a pad because your booty will hurt like no other the next day if you don't have it. But there's cool mountain biking here. Tons of it.
So Del Mar Mesa, that's in Rancho Penasquitos.
I don't know. I could be like completely butchering this. The area is called Del Mar Mesa. There's also Rancho Penasquitos. I feel like they're both close. I'm not sure. I feel like this is fake news a little bit, but Google both of these areas.
Go ahead. Mountain biking looks fun to me. It genuinely is something I would like to try, but I don't think I would want to go just buy a bike, find a trail, and figure it out. It seems like a skill that you should get a little bit of instruction on before you get going.
Yeah, I think I would try to call local bike shops and see if they can do mountain biking tours, especially up near that area. I just went to Mammoth and did a mountain bike trip, but we didn't take a lesson. We just took the bikes, rented them, went straight to the top of the gondola, and my partner was like, okay, we're going to ride down. And I was terrified, but it wasn't that hard. Like, riding a bike is riding a bike. So obviously go on a trail that's a green or easier. And, you know, if you can't get a lesson, watch a YouTube video. So something that's really easy for anybody to do, if you don't want to hike and go somewhere, like if you want to just go to the beach, get a tide chart, look when it's low tide. And one of my favorite walks, you can start at the glider port.
Oh, now you're speaking my language. Are we going on a walk?
Yes, we're going to go down the glider port at Torrey Pines at low tide. We're just going to walk past Black's. All the way through Scripps, and then we're going to go get breakfast at Giuseppe's Cafe. It's called Caroline's Cafe. Get a coffee and then walk back. It's super pretty. There's some tide pools out there. That's a really fun thing to do. It doesn't take that long. If you're ambitious, you could walk from Carlsbad to La Jolla on a really good low tide. And or you could walk, you know, it's really area is beautiful to walk low tide is Point Loma. There's so many cool sunset cliffs. There's so many cool tide pools, so many cool nooks and crannies and bends. And you can just, you obviously need to figure out when it's low tide, because if it becomes high tide, there are cliffs. You don't want to get stuck. But we live in an age of Uber. So like you could walk somewhere really far at low tide, and when you're over it, call an Uber. Yeah. Uber home. I've done that, and it's such a fun, easy adventure.
Yeah. I have to tell you, Shelby, up until now, I didn't even realize, but my adrenaline had been going just as you were talking. And then you started talking about a walk along the beach at low tide, and I felt myself go, oh, thank God.
So if you want mellow activities, there's also, you could there's yoga on the bay on stand-up paddle boards. That's pretty cool and a fun adventure. That's really mellow. I think Mission Bay. So if you go to Mission Bay, I want to say either the Aquatic Center or the Sports Center, one of those places, or just Google it. Some places in Carlsbad offer it, but they offer yoga on the bay. And you can do yoga on a paddle board in the water, or it's like a big mat that floats. And it's pretty fun. And, you know, down dogging on moving water is not the easiest as it sounds, but it's pretty mellow. If you fall off, you just get wet. It's not a big deal. No one's getting
really
injured.
That's a great idea. That's a really fun, unique idea.
The bay has so much, you know, Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, there's so much to do there. There's sailing, there's kayaking, there's windsurfing, there's wakeboarding, there's water skiing. And then, you know, in Mission Bay, you could go parasailing, you could go jet boating, you could do all sorts of things. My favorite thing to do is to go to Mission Bay Aquatic Center, and through UCSD or San Diego State, you can take classes, even if you're not enrolled in college as normal, everyday San Diegans, citizens. You can just take a class to sail, to windsurf, to kayak, or you could take a water ski or wakeboard class. It's awesome. It's kind of a little kept secret, but it's amazing. So I signed up for a wakeboarding class. It was 5 or 6 in the morning, pretty early, and it was awesome. They take you wake surfing, actually. So it's basically you go behind a boat, you're on sort of like, you're on a wake surf board, which is very similar to a wakeboard, just without as thick of straps, strapping your foot in. And you hold on to a short rope close to the boat, then you let go, and the boat makes a wake that you can just kind of stay on and surf as it goes around the bay. It's so fun. So if you haven't tried wake surfing, that's a really fun activity.
Yeah, the great thing about places like Mission Bay Aquatic Center is you can go and try an activity. You don't have to buy all the equipment. They're going to rent it to you right there. You drop it off when you're done. They take care of cleaning it and putting it away. I think there's something really like just press the easy button about that. Some of these other activities, you know, you might have to invest in some gear, but how great to be able to go and just rent all that stuff.
I don't own any. I own running shoes. I own a bunch of surfboards you can see behind me. I own running shoes. I own rock climbing shoes, but I don't own a harness. I don't own carabiners. I don't own anything. If I want to go do these things, I take lessons, or, you know, I use that as an investment in myself, because it's for me, like instead of going to a concert or a party, that's where I invest my money and I have a lot of fun doing it.
I love, Shelby, that you broke down all those water sports and activities, because, again, those are the types of things that San Diegans go on vacation at a resort in Mexico, or they go off to Hawaii and they go, ooh, let's try out that water sports. Like, you can do it 20 miles from your house. You just have
to
think to do it.
Totally. And then there's like all these cool places you can run. Like San Diego has so many cool sets of stairs to run and bridges. Balboa Park, like one of my friends has something called the San Diego Rundown. And you can look it up. They offer kind of guided runs. Like there's actually someone who does guided run tours of San Diego. It's called the rundown.run on Instagram. And it's basically all things running San Diego and LA. And one of my friends runs it, and she also offers guided running tours of San Diego. So you can just kind of DM the rundown. It's pretty cool.
That is so cool. Honestly, I'm a runner, and it can get pretty tedious and boring just going out for a run. I love the idea of meeting up with some people and doing a guided run tour. That's awesome. You know,
and there's also this club called the November Project. They're super cool. They're a free fitness club where they meet at Balboa Park at usually 6 a.m. I think it's like Wednesdays, maybe Mondays. You have to look it up, but go to the November Project. And they offer free running workouts. So one of the days of the week, it's always in Balboa Park. The next, it rotates to some cool spot in San Diego. So once it was in Solana Beach. A couple times it was at Kate Sessions in La Jolla. I mean, they're so cool. So like for outdoor clubs, I highly recommend, you know, Googling running clubs. Google the November Project for free fitness workouts. And if you're single and you're interested in fitness, other fitness-minded individuals, I think it'd probably be a great place to meet someone. And then you could also volunteer. So there's organizations like Outdoor Outreach. It's an organization I've been part of for almost 20 years. And they take kids in San Diego in higher risk neighborhoods and settings. They take them rock climbing, mountain biking, snowboarding, surfing, all the sports that I just talked about. And I've learned so much about the outdoors through volunteering at Outdoor Outreach. And it's really cool. And you give back and it's fun and the kids are stoked. So it's fun. Like I recently took a bunch of kids paddleboarding at the Carlsbad Lagoon. So that's like a really easy place to paddleboard. You can rent boards there. The Carlsbad Lagoon is a great place. You can also get a wakeboarding or a wake surfing lesson there if you're in North County. You don't want to drive all the way to Mission Bay.
Love that. Before we move on from organized runs, I would want to mention that Roadrunner Sports, too, and they have several locations. They do free runs, but you just, you know, look online when they're doing another one. You can meet up with some people and make a kind of not social activity actually social.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I think Lululemon sometimes also offers free runs. So some of these like retail stores that are in the outdoor space, they offer a lot of free stuff because then they want you to go buy shoes and clothes at their stores. But it's great.
Right.
Yeah, and they bring in some pretty great instructors, too, that you may not, you know, normally have access to, which is also pretty cool.
Yeah, something I've never done but always wanted to do, I'm a little terrified, is hang gliding. And you can do that at Torrey Pines. You can take a lesson. And if you don't want to do it, it's worth going and watching other people hang glide. It's just so beautiful. Go on a Bluebird day. Go to Torrey Pines Glider Port. You can just type that into your GPS and watch these guys literally jump off the cliff and glide all around blocks. It's a dangerous sport.
That seems insane. That
is. I mean,
insane.
You could die, but most people don't. So I would take a lesson.
This is going to be the hashtag of this episode. You could die. But
I have also gone skydiving in San Diego. I was a kid, but I did it near the Olympic Training Center. So there's definitely skydiving somewhere in San Diego. I did it at 18. I'm obviously not 18 anymore. So
I did it at 18 too.
You did? So you get it? Yeah. When you turn 18, it's like the one thing you can do. So you go do it.
Well, if it's too late, if that window has closed and you want to try it but not be terrified, I just heard about this. This is amazing. You probably have heard of iFly. It's the indoor skydiving place. There are a couple of them in San Diego. I've done it before. It's fun. It's great. They just started offering, a friend of mine did this, a virtual reality experience where you actually put on the headset, do the indoor skydiving, but you're seeing as if you're, you know, over the volcanoes in Hawaii.
No
and you experience, you can look around and you can, he said it felt 1,000% like he was actually skydiving, and they have all these amazing locations you can virtually skydive in. I'm all for that.
That's awesome. And you probably wouldn't die. You would not die doing that one.
You would not die. That's really cool. There's a couple of other hikes that I recently discovered that I didn't realize were so cool. Palomar Mountain is absolutely stunning, and you can hike. There's obviously an observatory there that, depending on COVID and our situation, is open or not to the public, but it is absolutely stunning there in the fall and the spring. It's probably pretty hot there right now, still probably some stunning hikes, but they even get snow up there sometimes. So I've really enjoyed my hikes up there.
I feel like this episode has sort of ended up being this really great reminder that as grownups, as adults, we need to take time for self-care. And sometimes that means going and getting a massage or getting a pedicure, but sometimes that means getting outside and adventuring a little bit and kind of tapping into a part of yourself that you maybe have forgotten about.
Yeah. And if you want to take it one step further, you know, spending a night outside in the stars with a tent or without is pretty amazing. And there's so many places to camp in San Diego that are literally within an hour and a half drive. Laguna Mountains are beautiful and not always that crowded, depending on when you go. There's awesome beach camping. It's going to be loud, but if you have like a van or an RV, probably a little bit nicer than just a tent, which is usually how I camp. But Santa Lihau Campgrounds in Cardiff is really great. There's also Carlsbad Campgrounds, and you're on the beach. So if you don't live near the beach and you want to be at the beach as much as possible. Getting a campsite there is really fun. And if you have kids, it's awesome because there's endless kids to play with. And if you're in Cardiff, it's like one of the easiest places to camp. You can walk across the street, get VG's donuts, go to Seaside Market, eat at Fish 101. Girl. You don't even have to bring your own food. You can just camp, surf, get good coffee, good food across the street, and continue on your merry way. Yeah. There's also a site called Hip Camp that will help you get untraditional campsites. It's really cool. So look up Hip Camp. It's just an alternative camping site. They even offer camping in people's backyards and really beautiful locations.
No way.
Offer glamping sites. Yeah, there's so many cool things. You know, I didn't realize this, but Mount Baldy, which is not very far from San Diego, they have a couple of glamping sites. You can hike up Mount Baldy, stay in these like tents that have beds in them, eat at their mountain site, and then hike back down the next morning.
Nice.
Yeah, lots of stuff like that around here.
I'm laughing about Mount Baldy because that's the one place my dad took us skiing when I was little. I'm not a skier. And it's probably because he took us to Mount Baldy in our green station wagon. And I was like trying to learn to ski in some sludge. It didn't work out great.
It could be unforgiving.
Probably better for hiking.
On the wrong day. They get good snow though. Like every now and then they'll get amazing snow. But I mean, their chairlifts are not, they have not been that updated. So, You're in for an adventure if you're going to Mount Baldy. We also have really good skiing and snowboarding right near here. You can go to Snow Summit. And San Diego is a cool place where you can actually snowboard and surf and skateboard in the same day. If anybody wants to try skateboarding, the Encinitas YMCA or the Encinitas Skate Park, there are people that offer lessons there. And, you know, wear pads, wear a helmet. But if you're a kid, it's like a dream place to grow up. There's so many Olympians who are in the Olympics who train in Encinitas.
Yeah, I noticed that this last year. I noticed there were so many. And some of them are so young. It's rad. To sound like.
It's okay. I say that too. It's fine.
To sound like I was down with the skate community.
It's fine. Forgive you. You guys feel like you have enough adventures? You ready to go?
I'd love to do another episode of this. Your stuff is so good. But yeah, I think this is a good length episode right now.
Awesome. Well, I hope all of you fact check everything I said, because part of adventure is doing a little bit of research, doing your own homework, digging into maps and trail guides and seeing what's out there yourself. And it's sort of like a treasure hunt. Like, you know, Yvon Chouinard says it's not an adventure until everything goes wrong. And I think that's the beauty of adventure, is sometimes it doesn't always go as planned. So plan for the best, you know, always have a backup, make sure you have safety equipment and do your homework, wear sunscreen, always bring water and extra food, and even an emergency blanket if you're going for a late night hike. But I think the biggest thing you need to bring for any adventure is a positive attitude and a go for it attitude. Because anything can happen.
Well, you've given us a lot of options, not just for let's go out and try something this Saturday, but some of these things could become hobbies. And you know what? A lot of people are trying to get in shape after this weird year and a half we've had. And if you can really start enjoying mountain biking or hiking or surfing or any of these things, it's so much more fun than going to the gym.
I totally agree. I quit my gym membership and I'm just all about investing in invest in the rock climbing gym, or I invest in mountain biking, or my excursions in Mammoth. They're just so much more fun.
And then when people say, "You look great, what have you been doing?" You can say, "Getting into freaking adventures. What have you been doing?"
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds
super
badass.
Epic ones.
Yeah. Right on.
You are badass. Thank you for sharing your amazing experience and expertise. We can't wait to go, get into some, I actually am excited to try some of these. So thanks so much.
You're so welcome. It was such a pleasure joining you two radio pros for this interview.
Well, thank you. And let's remind people where to find your podcast as well.
So you can go to shelbystanger.com. I have all my podcasts there. I also did a travel podcast recently with Lufthansa, the airline company. For some reason, I'm not traveling to Europe right now. But anyways, you can find Wild Ideas Worth Living or Vitamin Joy anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just type in Wild Ideas Worth Living or Vitamin Joy. Wild Ideas Worth Living is also on the REI Co-op podcast channel. So that's pretty fun. A lot of ways to find me. I'm on Instagram at Shelby Stanger.
And if you follow Shelby on Instagram, I just have to say, I think it's really cool. You are full of adventure. You are full of joy, but you totally keep it real. The highs and lows of life and how all the adventure helps you get through some of the lows. So she's super real, down to earth. It's a cool follow.
Love it.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, AJ. You guys are awesome.
Well, all right. I feel ready. I'm pumped up to get out there.
Don't lie to me. You are not doing any of these things.
All right. I don't know. Maybe a walking version of one
yes,
of those things.
Yes, I think you're gonna really tackle that walk.
You know what? I put my hip pack on. I put my earbuds in. Don't underestimate me, man.
Get that athleisure wear out again. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review. It helps us get heard by more people, which helps us keep doing this show.
The only place you can leave a review is on Apple Podcasts, so go do it there. Or if you're on your computer, you can do it on iTunes.
Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Bye. Why are you laughing?
Because you're not going on any adventures.
Okay.